Live from KQED News, I'm Tara Seiler. Governor Gavin Newsom today announced new funding to combat homelessness and called on the National Guard to help distribute tiny homes. KQED's Vanessa Rancagno reports.
The 1,200 tiny homes are going to a handful of cities around the state, including San Jose in the Bay Area. Homeless advocate Candace Elder, executive director of the East Oakland Collective, says tiny homes are an important part of any strategy for eliminating homelessness.
I'm really sad to learn that Oakland will not be receiving any of the tiny homes. We know 1,200 homes spread across the state doesn't even scratch the surface, but they could have gave some to additional cities in the Bay Area.
The governor is also making another $1 billion available to cities and counties, with an updated goal of reducing homelessness statewide by 15% by 2025. I'm Vanessa Rancagno, KQED News.
The California Reinvestment Coalition is calling on federal regulators to ensure whoever buys Silicon Valley Bank honors an $11 billion community benefit agreement. KQED's Rachel Miro has more.
Silicon Valley Bank committed to spend $11 billion on things like affordable housing and small business loans in the Bay Area and L.A. as part of a merger 2 years ago. Coalition CEO Paulina Gonzalez-Brito says,
"We're really concerned that whoever buys the bank buys it in its entirety, not in pieces, and that whoever purchases it has to implement this commitment."
And it's not just SVB. The coalition is calling for a halt to all bank mergers until bank merger rules are updated to better protect consumers and communities. I'm Rachel Miro, KQED News.
And I'm Tara Seiler. This is KQED News.